On Monday morning, at the 7:30 Mass in the Daily Mass Chapel, I pulled a pop quiz. And that's not a really good thing to do at 7:30 in the morning because some of the congregation were still half asleep. But I asked them, as I asked you, to think for a minute, what are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? Some of us of an older generation could rattle them off by memory. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. It's the last one, the seventh one, that's the hook. The fear of the Lord. What kind of gift is fear? Who in this church wants to be afraid of God? What are they talking about, that fear of the Lord as a gift from the Holy Spirit? In the rite of confirmation, that same seventh gift is expressed in a slightly different but very important way. This is what the gift is called. A spirit of wonder and awe in the presence of God. Think about that. A spirit of wonder and awe in the presence of God. See, the gift the Holy Spirit gives us, that's what fear really means, not being afraid in a corner, oh my God, he's going to beat me up. God's mad at me. God's going to pay me back for my sins. Not that kind of fear. But a recognition of when I amazingly look at how God is the creator of the whole universe, how small I am. When I recognize the amazing gift of God in letting Jesus be born among us, suffer, die, and rise for our eternal salvation, it's awesome. When we reflect a little bit on the fidelity of God's love to not abandon us, but to give us the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us and strengthen us through the course of our entire human lives and the church through the course of human history, what a gift. There's a very popular Christian rock song that says, our God is an awesome God. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. To recognize in your heart that unique specialness of God in its awesomeness. It's wonderful. Not to be scared, but to see the mightiness of God in relation to the littleness of us. Now, these boys and girls and those who came before them during this Easter season, come here, anybody a little nervous? A little excited? Yeah, some excitement, that's good, huh? They know what it is in the quiet of their hearts to be awed by the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. It's really special for them today. We come week after week after week, and the routine gets us so familiar and comfortable, we might forget how awesome is the gift of the Eucharist. We need that gift of the Holy Spirit to rekindle and recapture wonder and awe at life and at God and the gifts of God in our lives. So we don't take them for granted. So this Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate the gift of God's Holy Spirit, we could all use all seven gifts. But I ask you to pray today just for one, gift number seven, that the Holy Spirit would fill our minds and hearts with a genuine wonder and awe at the presence of God in our lives, here at the Eucharist, in the love we share with one another, and in the service we give to others in need. God is present in an awesome way through us. What a gift.